God, we praise you and we honor you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and honor you for your holy written word. We praise you and honor you for the precious Holy Spirit who helps us, teaches us, reveals to us, guides us. We yield to you right now and thank you for what you're going to say and what you're going to do here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Well, good to see you again. Hallelujah. How many people attended Prosperity Revival? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. I was just so excited as Apostle, I think that Friday morning, I don't know how many of you were able to come, but he started teaching on the importance of praying in the Spirit. It was just amazing, and I guess I was convicted when he asked the question, how many of you have prayed in the Spirit about your prosperity? And it's like, well, you know, and I could think back, I never prayed in the Spirit about my prosperity, but I'm praying in the Spirit about my prosperity now. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, because we found out praying in the Spirit. Let me see what how he said it. Praying in the Spirit. Let's see. Oh, yeah. That our spirit becomes one with God's Spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God. That was one of the words he said, and it was like, oh, my God, you know, look what we've been missing out on by not spending time praying in the Spirit. And some of us, you know, we pray in the Spirit, but I think maybe the issue is we don't pray enough. Remember in one of the classes we talked about how much Jesus prayed? You know, and then the author said, and what happens, the church does the opposite. The church wants to pray a little bit and then spend hours trying to do the works of Jesus. And, you know, we've got it the opposite, and we've got it turned around. Those of you who are members of Word of Life Christian Center and were here on Sunday, I mean, we heard a masterpiece. By Reverend Leroy Jr. If you have access to the internet, I encourage you to go to the archives and pull up Sunday service. And he was teaching on praying in the Spirit. Amen? And it's just amazing to me how God works. When I looked at my outline from the last time we met, at the end of the outline, I had a little section called Who Can Receive the Holy Spirit? Who can receive the gift? And I had in parentheses of the Holy Spirit. And the outline was just talking about either how you could receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit or how you could get somebody else to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. One of the things that we are praying here at Word of Life Christian Center, and I've told you a little bit about some of the prayer that we have, and one of them that we do right now is the 6 a.m. prayer. And we are praying that Word of Life Christian Center is activated, meaning that we begin to move outside the walls of the church, that we make ourselves available for God to tap us on the shoulder at any moment and say, go get this person born again. Go pray for this person's healing. And I'm going to be encouraging tonight to help this person to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. I'm feeling like an urgency. You know, that, you know, even the author, he was talking about the importance of prayer, but there is an urgency for the body of Christ to really and truly begin to pray, and to pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, we are learning that that's the language of the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, heaven understands that language. We may not understand it. Over in 1 Corinthians 14, you know, it says, you know, I'll understand. You know, we don't understand that. But heaven understands what we're saying. And I think I heard Apostle say, you know, that the devil can't understand when we pray in the spirit. And so that is the reason it is just so important. Now, some of the information I'm going to be giving you tonight, it's not going to be in your book. It came from, I have a supplement here. And the title of it is 70 Reasons, 70, for speaking in tongues. And I just went to a little chapter, you know, on who can receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. One of the things that I began to notice in reading, well, see, I thought I was going to pick up where we stopped, but we'll go ahead and we'll start right here. The author says that all who are called to be children of God, they are to receive three major baptisms. Isn't that something? Three major baptisms. Now, if you're anything like I was at one point, you know, the only baptism I knew about was the baptism in water. Amen? But, I can remember years ago, I was sitting in a class, and the name of the class was Finding the Rock. And an apostle taught that class. And, you know, he was teaching us, well, it was a lot of things, but among them was baptism. Turn to Hebrews chapter, I think it's 6. What we're going to be talking about is like prayer and faith, or faith and prayer. Because number one, in order to pray effectively, in order to pray for results, you know, you're going to have to pray in faith. Amen. You got to have faith. You have to know that when I pray, God hears me. And not only does he hear me, but he answers me. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God. And look at verse 2, of the doctrine of baptisms. You notice that S on there? Baptisms, not baptism, baptisms, meaning more than one, okay? And I'll just read this one. In Acts 2, 38 and 39, it reads, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So you notice that little phrase? Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, it is important for you to know that it is a gift from God to you. He wants you to have it. Amen. If you have the opportunity to minister to others, this is a part of helping to build their faith to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Let them know this is a gift from God to you. He wants you to have it. Amen. And then the baptisms, like I told you, it was with an S, more than one. And I can remember from that class, you know, these baptisms. The first one, the baptism of repentance, where one receives Christ into his or her life. And I can remember Apostle from that class saying that the Holy Spirit baptizes us, amen, into the body of Christ. We never thought of it as a baptism, you know, but it is. It's a baptism, amen, glory to God. Baptizes us into Christ, and we become born again and in the family of God, amen. Second baptism is the baptism in water. Now, we're all, if you're a good Baptist, you're all familiar with that baptism, amen? And for a long time, the body of Christ thought that water baptism saved you, you know? So we went through a whole generation of people who had been water baptized but had never really accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. And I think some of them are still sitting there now. You know, they don't know. Nobody's told them. And we are so thankful that you are here. Amen. As students in this school, you are being trained to go out and explain to them. You know, I can remember we've been reading through the book of Acts, and it was, I think it's Priscilla and Aquila. You know, they heard somebody preaching, and they wasn't preaching the truth. They wasn't preaching it quite right. And they call them aside, and they say, let me explain to you about Jesus Christ. And that's all it was, you know, and that's what you're going to be doing. As students, God's going to be tapping you on the shoulder. Help them to understand. You know, I can remember one time in my life where I got a tap on the shoulder. I didn't know I was going to tell y'all this. But, you know, way back then, there was this man who was a very, very, very close friend of the family. And the man was sick unto death. And we all knew it. And I had a dream. And in the dream, the man had died. You know, he had passed. Now, he was a church member, okay? And I woke up and I said, oh, my God. He's dead. So I called my mama. You know how we call. Hi is, you know, I didn't want to tell her that. I said, well, hi is so-and-so. But in my dream, you know, I saw that the man had already passed. And she said, well, you know, he doing all right. So I said, okay. You know, I didn't know anything about dreams. Didn't know anything at that time about a whole lot about being led by the Spirit. I was just getting into the word and learning some things. But I, you know, I kept on cleaning up. I said, but this dream, it was just so vivid. I said, this man was dead. And it hit me. This man was not born again. You know, he was not. He was, that's another thing, that talking about the deaths. But anyway, he was spiritually dead, you know. And it's like, oh, my God. And I couldn't get straight. The whole day, didn't know anything about God tapping me on my shoulder here saying, you know, go do something about it. Go do something about it. And this is what's going to start happening to y'all. Amen. He's going to start tapping you. You know, go do something about it. Go do something about it. And so finally, I said, okay. The man lived in New Orleans. And I lived down the street from here. And it's like, okay. So I got in my car. I took my little son. He was young. And I drove to New Orleans. And, you know, I had the little conversation with him, trying to make a little small talk with him. And I said, well, how you doing? And this man who is sick unto death starts telling me all these things that's going on in his life, all these things that going on in his family. I mean, and a boldness rose up on the inside of me and said, you don't have time for that. I told him, I said, I'm going to pray. I say, and when I pray and I leave here, you're going to be all right. And you're not going to think about that no more. And I led that man to Christ. Amen. That man went to his grave singing the praises of God and being born again and knowing that he was born again. It was just amazing. And this was years ago. This was years ago, you know. And I believe God is going to be doing those kinds of things even more now. And that's why it is just so, so important for us to be filled with the Spirit and pray in the Spirit, building ourselves up so that when that time comes, you're going to be ready. Amen? Okay, so the third baptism. Okay, baptism of repentance, baptizing the Christ, water baptism. This is where we actually identify with Christ. Just like he was buried in water, I mean, he was buried in water baptism, we are buried. Amen? And then just like as he was raised, we are raised. Amen? We are identified when we are water baptized. And then the baptism with the Holy Spirit, where a person is filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing in other tongues. Amen? 1 John 5 and 8 says, there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Now, this author, Dr. Bill Hamon, H-A-M-O-N, he says we receive the witness of the blood with the baptism of repentance. Amen. When we are baptized into Christ, that is the witness of the blood. He says the witness of the water is the water baptism. And the full witness of the Spirit is with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. How to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Those of you who are filled, this is preparing you to get others filled. Amen? Just remember that, to get others filled. The gift of the Holy Spirit is received the same way one receives the gift of eternal life. Same way. First, you must receive revelation and understanding that the gift is for you. The gift is for you. Amen? See, that's where the faith comes in. You know, over in Romans, you know, chapter 10, it talks about, you know, how shall they hear except, you know, somebody preach to them. Amen? And that's where you're going to be coming in. You're going to be the ones who's going to be telling them about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Then second, you must have the confidence that whatever you ask the Lord for is exactly what he will give you. And then third, you must receive by faith. And so when you're ministering the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you know, to someone else, these are the things that you want to keep in mind. You want to, first of all, give them the word. I see we have some altar workers in here from Word of Life, and there might be some altar workers from other churches. There are certain scriptures, you know, when a person, you know, stands up and says, you know, I want to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, there are certain scriptures that the ministers go over with them. Purpose of giving them those scriptures, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We've got to build faith in them. Always remember, don't just walk up to them and say, receive the Holy Spirit. No, they got to understand. You got to teach them. You got to tell them. You got to, you know, explain to them from the Word of God that this is a gift from God to you. You know, one of the scriptures that we use is Acts 1 and 8. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then we go on down to Acts 2. I think it's like verses 1 through 4. And we're talking about on the day of Pentecost, you know, and then we show them how, you know, the Spirit is going to give the utterance, but it's going to be up to you to speak. You know, a lot of people, they don't receive because they think that the Holy Spirit is going to speak. Amen? Guess what your author said? Look how many the author of this book said. He says, the Spirit does the giving, but the believer does the speaking. The Holy Spirit imparts the ability into your redeemed spirit. Remember, I call it born again, recreated spirit. He gives the language originates, the language originates in your spirit and flows out of your innermost being. Some people do not speak in tongues because they think the Holy Spirit does the talking. He goes on, he says, the Holy Spirit does not need to speak in tongues, for he knows and understands every language in heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows and understands every language in heaven and earth. So he does not need to speak in tongues. Glory to God. He says, it is the children of God on earth who need the ability to pray from their spirits directly to God, who is spirit. Amen. God is spirit. And so when we begin to pray in other tongues, when we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the other thing is, it's not a one-time thing. You know, some people say, yeah, I received 2 years ago, I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit and I spoke in tongues, and they have not spoken since. Amen. The baptism in the Holy Spirit, the purpose of it is to build you up. Remember, we read Jude 20 and ye beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Remember that? Amen. Hallelujah. The other thing, now that's just, okay, that's just for you who are filled to be prepared to get other people filled. I was sensing that there is an urgency to encourage you to pray in the Spirit. Pray much in the Holy Spirit. Mysteries, secrets, you know, the things that are hidden from Satan, God wants to reveal them to us. And how he reveals it is through our born-again, recreated human spirit as we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen? As we begin to pray in tongues. The other thing was, no such thing as silent prayer. Y'all remember those? Silent prayer. Let's turn to Mark 11. You can't talk about prayer without talking about Mark 11. Glory to God. And I have some scriptures, and I think Mark 11 is one of them. And I say this is not an inclusive, all-inclusive list, a list of scriptures that I call faith-building on prayer scriptures. Amen. Faith-building on prayer. So that's what we'll call it. But we'll start with Mark 11. And I know y'all have heard it. Everybody has heard Mark 11. If you've been around Apostle any length of time, he talks about Mark 11. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 22. And we'll, let's everybody read. We're going to read verse 22 through 24. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Y'all got it? Hallelujah. Let's read. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. So we see in verse 24, you know, that's praying. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray. But look at that now. When you pray, believe. Hallelujah. This is just not an exercise. This is just, you know, you remember intimate relationship with God. You are contacting the Almighty God himself in prayer. And you have to believe that what I'm asking God for, amen, what I'm asking him for, he wants to give unto me. Hallelujah. You know, he says, you know, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. A lot of times, you know, we pray, but we're not believing. We're not praying in faith. You know, we talk about praying for results. You know, sometimes we don't get the results because we're not really, really in faith. And you say, well, what do you mean by it? We're not in faith. I mean, are you convinced from the Word of God? Have you spent enough time in the Word of God to believe that what God says is yours, it's really yours? Have you done that? To pray effectively, you gotta have the Word of God. Amen? You gotta be acquainted with the Word of God. You gotta spend time in the Word of God. And, you know, I'm learning. You gotta meditate. You gotta meditate on the Word of God until that Word becomes real to you. Apostle tells us that at some point we have to move from just believing to knowing. Amen? From believing to knowing. So that when you know and you pray what you know, amen, then you are ready to really, really believe that you're going to receive what it is that you're asking God for. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, you know, in verse 23, we talk about that being one of our confessions. You know, for verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith, there we go, saying. Amen. And that's the other part. We got to start saying some things. You got to start saying what it is that you believe in, saying what the Word of God says about you. Well, you know, one of the things, you know, we were talking about it in the Prosperity Revival. When Pastor started saying, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Amen. I've been saying that for years. Now I need to start saying some other things. I'm thinking about the overflow now. You know, I was talking to one of my sisters and she said, yeah, I say that. She said, but then I added about the overflow. I said, well, now I've learned something here. And we got to start saying that. You know, getting it down in our spirit until, you know, we believe it. We not just believe it, but then we know it. And then when we say it, the Bible says, amen, it shall come to pass. You know, it's not me saying it. The Bible says it. Glory to God. Then turn to John 15:7. We're talking about building our faith for prayer so that when we pray, you know, we can understand that God is hearing us and we can have what it is that we're asking him for. Glory to God. These are just scriptures that we have received over the years that we've been trying to tuck away in our spirits. Amen. Glory to God. John 15:7. Let's read. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Look at that. Look at that. You know, the things that I want you to highlight, and I have these underlined. I have abide in me. Glory to God. You know, we're in the family. Amen. We're in him. Abide in him. And then he says, and my words. You see, you can't pray effectively if you don't know what the Word of God promised. You know, a lot of times, you know, people, you just think they can just ask God for anything. No. Is it in line with the Word of God? Is it in the Word of God? Amen. You know, this little example came and said, okay, well, what you got? Well, think about a job. Now, you want a position. You can't pray and ask God to fire somebody else so you can get the position. Now, the person might get fired, amen? They might get fired, but that's not what you want to pray for. You don't want to pray for hurt to come to anybody else in order for you to advance, amen? What you go to God and you say, Lord, I know that you have promised promotion. Hallelujah. And then you go to Psalm 75 and you say, the Word of God says, promotion cometh from you, Lord God. And I thank you and I praise you for my promotion. Amen. That's the way we pray effectively. And that's the way we pray in line with the Word of God. We don't pray that nothing bad happens to anybody else in order for us to advance. Amen? So always, always make sure that your prayers are lining up with the Word of God. One of the things I love about being filled with the Holy Spirit and having this ability that God has given me to pray in other tongues, as I begin to pray in other tongues, the Spirit will give me an unction, hallelujah, of what to pray and how to pray. Our man of God has been teaching us, when the Spirit gives you a word, you're praying in tongues, and he speaks to you, you have to respond. Have to respond. Learn to respond when he speaks to you while you're praying. You know, say, I receive that. Glory to God. You know, he'll tell you some things. He'll correct you sometime. Now, I'll share this one with you. I wasn't sure I wanted to share this one. I really wasn't. But we were in prayer. And, you know, I'm just a praying, and we're just having us a good time, you know, praying in the Spirit. And I heard these words. Now, somebody in here might be able to use it, but I can tell you it was for me. And he said, bury the hatchet and forget where you buried it. Think about that. Bury the hatchet and forget where you buried it. I mean, I knew immediately. And I began to say, yes, Lord. So what I've been doing the last couple of days, I've been burying some hatchets. Hallelujah. Because I had to respond. And you know, it's all, for me, it was all about letting go and letting God. And then forgetting about it and putting it in a place where I'll never, ever be able to find it again. You know, burying it, you know, and forgetting where you bury it. You know, I can't go back there. I can't dig it up if I don't remember where it is. You know, a lot of times we bury things, but we know where we buried them, and then we'll go back and we'll dig them back up again. But he encouraged me. No, it wasn't even encouraged me. He commanded me, hallelujah, to bury it and forget where you buried it. It's like, oh, my God. So in response to what he said, I've been going around checking out my hatchets. I got some hatchets. I got some things, you know. A lot of times people do your things, you know, and you don't understand why they did it and all that kind of stuff. And somebody mistreated you, misused you, and you get your hatchet. Now, I don't know what the hatchet meant, but I mean, I know the saying. I know the saying, you know, like you're going to chop them up. No. But that's, you know, I wanted to respond. I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm gonna be dealing with that. And I'm learning that. And I'm learning when I hear these things. Yes, Lord, I receive that. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, Lord God. So thankful, Lord God. Yes, I'll do that, Lord. You know? Amen? Amen. All right. So let's go look at another one of our prayer scriptures. We looked at Mark 11:22-24. Oh, 1 John 5. We're going to look at verses 14 and 15. Y'all got it? Let's read. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Amen. Amen. There we have those words again, according to his will. We're talking about according to his word. If we ask anything according to his word, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask in prayer, that's what we're talking about, in prayer, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I encourage you to look at these scriptures, read these scriptures, become acquainted with them if you're not already, because they help to produce faith in prayer. And then let's look at Ephesians 6. Oh, I left out one. It should have been at the beginning. Let's go ahead and do Ephesians 6, 18 and 19. And then I'll give you information about your exam. Ephesians 6, 18 and 19. Ready? Let's read. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Hallelujah. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer. Amen. At some point, we're going to be talking about the different kinds of prayer. You know, I know if any of you were like me, I thought Our Father was it. Amen. You know, when I told you about that book I read, how that when I started reading that book, and the man was talking about different kinds of prayers, like, oh, my head could not handle it. It couldn't handle it. But at some point, we'll get to that. And then the other one, John 16. And then that'll be it for tonight. John 16. And we're going to look at verses 23 and 24. Jesus is speaking. Got it? Ready? Let's read. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, don't you have faith now to ask him? Hallelujah. These are just some of the scriptures. These are not the only ones. These are some of the scriptures that I call faith building for prayer scriptures. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Next week, as I understand, is exam week. Your questions will come from chapters 1 to 3. And there might be a couple things from tonight, and it's not in your book. Okay, just think about some of the things that I said tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's stand. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And when you get ready for your exam, pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Amen. Now study. Study, but pray. Hallelujah. And you know, one of the things I like, you know, he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. Somebody know about that. See that? Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray in the Spirit. Online students, we encourage you at this moment to join us, and we're going to pray about 5 minutes in the Spirit, keeping in mind that we're equipping ourselves to minister to others. Thank you, Lord. Ayanda rabako shatanda rabaka haya. Amababa handa de bede he. Oh, rabababa hashanda rabaka ha. Amababa banda de bede. Alalala baha shanda rabaki here. Alalala mohola lakanda mahanda rabahi, Lord God. All praise, all honor, all glory, all blessing, all thanksgiving we give it to you, Lord God. Oh, rabababa hashia. Ah, la 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 baha shanda rabaka haya. We're so thankful. Amababa kanda de bede he. Eh, de. Oh, do. Ah, la 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 maha shia. Amababa baka shanda rabaka ha. Amamama mande de bede. Amababa baka shanda rabaka haya. Ah, la 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 maha de bede he. Ah, Lord God, thank you, Lord. Heal, oh God. Thank you. Alalala bahashandarabakaha. Ama baba bahanda debedeheya. Alalala bahashandarabaki heal. Oh rabasaha. Oh rababahasandarabakaha. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Online students, in addition to chapters 1 through 3, look at your quizzes from the last few weeks. Some of those questions you will see again. Amen. Again, if there's anybody in the class who is not filled with the Spirit and desire to be filled with the Spirit, let me know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Online students, I'm believing God that as you have heard the word of God on prayer and on praying in the Spirit, that you would ask God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed.